Welcome to Sound Ecology, an audio postcard of environmental highlights.
You know, spring has arrived on the redwood coast when the trilliums are in bloom. These striking white flowers appear in the redwood forest in March and bloom into April. The name trillium refers to the fact that the leaves and flower parts are in threes, a whorl of three dark green leaves with a single white three-petaled flower set inside three green sepals. Another common name is Western Wake Robin, referring to its early spring appearance. Trilliums grow from an underground rhizome, which is a modified stem that sends out roots and shoots. Each year, after the flowers and leaves drop, the plant becomes dormant, but will reemerge from the same rhizome the following spring. As beautiful as they are, please resist picking these flowers. Repeated picking of the flowers and leaves interferes with the rhizome's ability to gather and store the nutrients necessary for growth and survival. Trilliums are very long-lived, and if left undisturbed, can live to be over 70 years old. While trilliums generally reproduce by sending out shoots from their rhizomes, they can also reproduce by seeds, which have an interesting adaptation for dispersal. They are covered with a sticky food body called an elaiosome, which is attractive to ants. The ants collect the seeds, package with extra food, and bring them back to their burrow. They consume the sticky food, leaving the hard seed to later germinate. There are relatively few ant species in the redwood forest, so this method of dispersal is not that common. Trillium probably evolved in areas where ants played a larger role in seed dispersal. Be sure to get out in the redwood forest while the trillium are still in bloom to enjoy this iconic spring wildflower. Please take care not to disturb it so that its beautiful white flowers return to the forest for decades to come. This is Carol Vandermeer for Sound Ecology.
Sound Ecology is produced in Arcata, California.